WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Marcus King is a 23-year-old from Greenville, South Carolina, who until now was best known for the Southern rock and blues he made with the Marcus King Band. Now he's released his first solo album called El Dorado. It represents a different direction in King's career. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review of how soulful Marcus King's new music can be.
Wildflowers and wine, the old scratchy record plays in the background of our lives. We are still here dancing after all this time. Wildflowers and wine.
Marcus King sings in that new song about the quote-unquote old scratchy records he listens to. And you get the feeling that in preparing to make his new album, El Dorado, King might have dusted off his Otis Redding and Solomon Burke records to study. As a guitarist who's arrived at his early 20s with a solid reputation as a blues prodigy, he's already restless for new areas of exploration. Perhaps seeking to make sure he doesn't alienate his old fans, however, he took care to make the second song on this new album a blues barn burner.
I was just a young and bouncing on my mama knee. Son, there's only one thing to set your soul free. Wasn't no easy street where I come from. There wasn't no sleep until the work was done. The fires of hell. If you want a drink of water, got to go to the well. The cornerstone church trying to curse my soul. But the good Lord give me that rock and roll.
That song called The Well is typical of what Marcus King has done on the previous albums, but it's more the exception than the rule on El Dorado. What changed? Well, King moved to Nashville and struck up a friendship with Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. The two started writing songs together, songs that sent King in a different direction toward a more rhythm and blues-based area, and Auerbach offered to produce a King solo album. It's yielded such lovely surprises as this soul ballad called Break. With its falsetto vocal and the way the keyboards become more important than the guitar, Break is the clearest representation of Marcus King's new sound. King's road band has been, at least momentarily, sidelined here. The musicians Dan Auerbach assembled for the album are a collection of veteran session players, like keyboard player Bobby Wood and drummer Gene Chrisman, who have played on hits for artists ranging from Elvis Presley to Wilson Pickett to Willie Nelson. Their subtlety shines through on this gospel-inflected ballad, Beautiful Stranger.
Beautiful stranger, come here quite often. I don't know your name, but I know what you. But it's
one you can't keep. Oh, beautiful stranger, you're an angel to me. So if you're feeling lonely.
So now the question is, which is the real Marcus King? Southern blues rocker or blue-eyed soul balladeer? Some combination of both? This feels like a turning point for him. But with Dan Auerbach co-writing every song on El Dorado, it's impossible to tell what King will do the next time he strikes out on his own. Whatever happens down the road, though, this album is a real beauty.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed El Dorado, the new solo album from Marcus King.